step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Handle on the news.
Handle on the news!
And I know this is a politically charged environment right now, and somehow
Bill Handel
has become a political issue, which I've never heard of
Bill Handel
becoming political.
And now, here's Bill Handel.
Do not panic. Bill is here. Everything's fine. He's not here right this moment. The body, the human body, has certain systems. And sometimes these systems require the offloading of unneeded material. And sometimes the scheduling of the necessary offloading is not so much up to the person. Now, that is as oblique as I can be about what's happening here. He will be back any minute now, as soon as biology. There he is. All right. We didn't even start a handle on the news. So, are you?
All right.
Do you feel better?
No, actually, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. Meeting down the hall. Rather important. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Forget everything that I hinted at, everybody. He had a very important meeting.
Down the hall. All right. Good morning, everybody. Handle Morning Crew. Friday, October 8th, as we now start our Friday show. Jennifer Jones-Lee, not here. Layla Muhammad is. Good morning, Layla.
Good morning, Bill.
And you're here. What is your schedule?
Just today.
Oh, next week we have Chris Little.
All week.
Jesus.
I'm going to tune in with my coffee just to hear the two of you.
It's torture.
I know.
Just the thought of Chris Little
Actually,
for
I
a
love
week.
Chris Little. He's my boss. So
that's why you have to say you love him. See, I am not limited by that.
I know.
Yeah, Chris
sorry.
Little is our...
I have other stuff going on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's our news director here. And I think he's done it a couple of times.
Oh,
he's done it more than a couple of times.
Really?
But you may be repressing
I am.
Your memory of some of those
times. Oh, absolutely.
Jennifer trained him up really good before she left.
Stories about Chris, which I don't want to get into.
Because
we only have 4 hours for the show.
God.
Vane, good morning, Wayne.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning.
Good morning.
Should have given you a trigger warning before you came into the show today.
And Alex, good morning.
Morning.
And Tyler is still out. And Jake filling in.
Good morning.
Jake, my man, who does handle on the law. He is the executive producer and board operator. And affiliate relations liaison. How many people work on Handle on the Lot? One, other than me. No, we have our screener, Misty. So there's the entire staff for the show. You know, I'm going to brag here. I'm going to blow my own horn. Handle on the Law is in about 200 markets across the country.
Oh, wow.
And oh, yeah. Well, hang on a minute. You can have 95% of America covered with 10 markets. Because, for example, I am in one of my markets, Elephant Ass, Wyoming, where not listeners, but the entire population of the city is less than how many people work on this show. And that's one of my markets. So I just want to let you know how proud I am.
So you're crapping on your affiliates is what's happening.
I know. Here. They're great affiliates. I mean, Elephant Ass, Wyoming is one of the hot spots of the United States.
Oh, it's up and cut. Facebook's putting in a big data center.
Oh, yeah.
Where is it? Elephant what?
Elephant Ass, Wyoming.
Why did I just Google that? I was just making sure I didn't miss something.
Yeah. Okay, it's guys. You ready to do it?
Okay. Yes.
Let's do it. Handle on the news. Layla Muhammad, Wayne and me. Lead story. And it's about the rain. Rain is a-coming again. We already had some rain. Boy, we'd flash floods, 0.1 inches of rain. You couldn't even feel it. Now, we're looking at rain through today, and we're talking about a quarter inch, maybe even half an inch of rain in some areas. Now, half an inch of rain is, it's the beginning of real rain. But
you're going to see on the news all these people, they'll go, look at this poor guy. He got stuck in the rain. The water is all the way up to the soles of his shoes.
Right. Crazy. In the meantime, if you look at the news, four people dead yesterday from the floods back east. I don't remember
Alabama.
Which state. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just there. The water goes over the cars, halfway up the houses, and people die. And it, yeah. I mean, those flash floods cause massive rivers down the middle of streets. So here we are with 0.1 inch, a tenth of an inch of rain. Congratulations. And it's going to be a little cooler today, too. We're in the middle of a cold snap where it's colder than usual. This morning got in the car, 63 degrees.
Well, the lawsuit,
and that's before the sun comes up.
Yeah. Well, 60s, that get comfortable. That's today, 60s.
60s is fine. Yeah. Upper 60s, you know, it's fine.
Yeah. Well, the lawsuits are pouring in already. The latest one is on behalf of a Huntington Beach surf school. This is over the oil spill off the coast of Orange County. And we did have DA Todd Spitzer on earlier on Wake Up Call. But the class action lawsuit filed on behalf of this school against the operator of the oil pipeline. And they said they've suffered business and or commercial losses because of how close they are. This is a surf school that is year round and it's been in operation for decades.
Yeah, but you go faster. I mean, you take a surfboard and it really goes fast when it's on top of an oil slick.
Have there been surfers out there? Not pertaining to the surf school, but in general, have surfers still been out there?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I mean, the beaches are closed.
Gotcha.
So when the beaches are closed, the water's closed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
I mean, that doesn't mean
stop
a rogue
people.
A rogue surfer here and there might want to.
Right. Go
although
out there.
I don't. Do they want to get tall?
No, yeah,
all
I mean,
over
I don't know
suits?
Anybody who would do that.
Yeah.
Well, it would be just another fraud scheme, except for who allegedly did it. 18 former NBA players, including former Laker Shannon Brown, have been charged in a $4 million healthcare fraud scheme. The fraud itself is pretty straightforward. They would send claims for fake medical and dental expenses and get reimbursed from the fund that is mostly funded by the teams.
And my question is, and one of the big stories or one of the stories relating to this is one of the fraudsters, one of these former NBA players, submitted a claim for a full round of dental work, root canals. I mean, just a really big bill. And it was here in Southern California. Where
yeah,
the
Beverly
dentist
Hills,
was.
The dentist right. office there.
$48,000.
Yeah, while he was playing basketball in Taiwan.
Right.
Same dates. Geniuses. What do they think? No one's going to be looking at that? I guess that's exactly what they think.
Yeah. They certainly didn't do it thinking, we'll ride this for a while before we go to jail. That's not what they were thinking.
Yeah, $2.5 million. Which, by the way, if you're talking about that fraud over a period of years, $2.5 million is from 2017 to 2020, 3 years. I got to tell you, that's a drop in the bucket for the various insurance companies. Oh, it's one fund. It was the players' fund. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they got in their pockets. Yeah. They submitted false claims, allegedly, of $4 million.
Yeah, but that's, again, that's a drop in the bucket relative to the amount of fraud that actually goes on. They figure in the billions of dollars that the insurance companies lose. And it all connects to our rates of insurance, which in California is completely insane. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and continue on with more Handle on the News.
To wreck,
everybody. Bill Handel here. And the morning crew, let's continue Handel on the News on this Friday morning, October 8th. Layla Muhammad in for Jennifer, Wayne, and me.
Well, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announcing the headquarters of the electric car company is leaving Palo Alto.
Heading and going?
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas. And it's not alone, by the way. You've got HP that is moving to Texas. Oracle announced last year it is moving to Austin also. And
a better tax situation in Texas.
None? Yeah. Like no state income tax? And although I have to tell you, Amazon is doubling its warehouse space or its administrative space here in Southern California in Culver City. So go figure, you know?
He did say, though, Tesla will continue to significantly expand here in California. But, you know, he even moved to Texas.
Right. So yeah, because he makes a chunk of money. So state income tax here in California, 13.5%, which is like insane. It's a third more than the feds. That, in other words, you pay a third more because of the 13.5% marginal tax rate, which is, you know, when you make more than $1 million a year. And I think he makes a touch more than $1 million a year.
Probably. Has he given a timeline yet? Because he's been crowing about this for
I don't think he has.
Months and months and months. And it's like every few weeks he comes out, he makes a big deal of announcing this, and he never says when.
What day, yeah.
Yeah.
Soon. Who knows?
He's good at keeping himself in the headlines. Well, Governor Newsom signed this law that outlaws stealthing, which is to say taking off your condom without letting your partner know or getting permission to take it off. It will now be a civilly actionable offense. They put it under the civil definition of sexual battery.
Right.
So you can sue. My understanding is you can't be arrested. It's not a matter for the police. But if you're a woman, I guess you'd be a guy.
How do you prove
it? And your partner does it, you could sue them.
Yeah. What do you do when a woman says you removed your condom in the middle of our Stuttfest? Mm-hmm. And he says, no, I didn't. Now what do you do?
Well, if it's missing, then how did it?
No, you're removing it.
Oh.
You're, you know, so it's there when the procedure, if you will, starts and then it's gone. I'm assuming they're in the throes of excitement, except in my case where it's like insanely boring.
If it happens with you,
where you start and you're wearing a condom,
yeah.
And when you're done, you're not.
Why is this happening?
But in your case, it is presumptive that you took it off on person because
there was plenty of time.
You would not be causing enough motion
for it
to come off accidentally.
Right. And then the issue, too, I've had dates when I was younger where, you know, I was...
Is this real?
I was stooping and she was doing her nails at the time.
She had to make good use of the downtime.
I am traumatized.
You know, you're going to have to be able to prove that it was removed on purpose as opposed to
true.
Just... I mean, there's good, in practical terms, I don't know how many successful lawsuits are going to come out of
this. I don't know what can come of this. I have no idea. And it's verbal no or verbal consent has to be given. Otherwise, it's presumed that it was done.
I want to read this law.
I want to see the law, too. Otherwise, consent. You're in the middle. Here, read this.
No, I want to read it now because
I'm talking about during the course.
You show the civil code to your partner?
Or you say it's with consent. Here, sign
a form?
Yeah.
You have to get it on video.
That's true.
All right, Layla, class up the joint a little bit.
Well, let's head back to Texas and get a little serious here. So this is a story involving the student who allegedly opened fire, injuring four people inside of a school. That includes a teacher was injured as well. So the family has painted this picture as the 18-year-old acting in self-defense because he was robbed and then targeted by bullies. We had that video of him in that fight in the classroom.
Oh, yeah, look at him. He was getting pummeled. I mean, that wasn't just a schoolboy fight. I mean, he was getting thrashed.
But either way, you still can't.
Yeah, you can't. And you know, we don't know when he pulled the gun either.
Yeah.
Did he pull it during the course of a fight? Which
after
incidentally is very different than afterwards coming back or pulling the gun. Yeah, that's for mitigation purposes. It's not going to be for the purposes of conviction. Also, he's out on $75,000 bail.
Yeah.
How do you do $75,000 in bail after you've shot four people?
Particularly since he is legally an adult.
He's 18.
Have you ever heard of that? 75 grand on shooting four people?
So are they taking in consideration the bullying fight part?
Versus
it being
a school, you know, when we typically see a school shooting?
I think what they've decided is he is not a significant danger.
Right.
He's not really a danger to the community. This was a very specific situation.
In the meantime, you know, kids are scared to death. Matter of fact, the next story, another handgun story.
Well, a big lockdown at a school in South Carolina after somebody showed up with a gun. 1,300 students on lockdown, 14-year-old.
Yeah, you know where the stories were going, if you watched the news last night, obviously I'm a news junkie, and that is the backlash on this. Kids are just scared to death of even going to school. The trauma, the psychological trauma. And not just in Texas. I mean, it's just all over. And I'm willing to bet these schools are now going to have metal detectors. You know, because that's two incidences in 2 days. One where a kid just brandished a gun or brought, and it didn't brandish, he brought a gun to school.
He just brought it, and somebody else told on him.
Still, I mean, it's,
scary stuff. You know, every day, hundreds of guns, maybe thousands in this whole country, thousands of guns are being brought to school. They're just not detected.
And this is Texas, too, where...
This was South Carolina. The other one is Texas.
The kid was Texas. And, I'm sure Greg Abbott is going to sign a bill saying all students must be armed to make sure that, an armed student is a polite student.
Well, Long Beach. Police are now investigating that deadly shooting of Mona Rodriguez as a homicide. So this is involving the school safety officer back on September 27th. This was when the officer approached a car as a woman was leaving after a fight in the street, trying to stop the car, pulled out a gun, opened fire, hitting the woman.
So
she was pulled off of life support recently, and then Long Beach Unified voted unanimously to fire the safety officer.
Yeah, you would think so. And this gets interesting, and we're going to do a story on this because, first of all, the lawsuit the family's going to file for wrongful death may be eliminated because of qualified immunity. And that kicks in. I'm going to talk about what's going on with qualified immunity, the ability of people to sue police officers when they are accused of misconduct, especially like this, excessive force. And then the issue becomes that we have not yet heard, was the cop in reasonable fear of danger to himself and to others? Now, he can say, I'll guarantee you that cops. So what was the cop that was convicted of the kid who was in the park running and he shot him in the back?
Oh, and that was in South Carolina.
Yeah, remember that? That was
the guy was running away from
running away. And the cop actually argued, I was in reasonable fear.
Yeah, he was convicted.
Of course he was convicted, because the word reasonable is thrown in there. So, anyway, we'll do a story on qualified immunity. I think this cop is going down, especially in today's day and age. If the car had already passed, if he shot in the back of the car and he was in no danger, was he in front of the car? But and did he jump out of the way? Did the car swerve not to hit him? Because there's no indication that the driver purposely was going after him. But shooting into the back of a car that's already passed you, that's a little problematic for a police officer.
You're talking about the Walter Scott case in South Carolina.
Yes. The one where you were shot in the
back.
Yes,
in the back.
In the park.
Uh-huh.
Right. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll do more of Handle on the News.
Let's go. Don't wait. This night's almost over. Honest. Let's make.
Good morning, everybody. Bill Handel, morning crew. Friday, October 8th, and we continue Handel on the News with Layla Muhammad in for Jennifer today, Wayne and me.
Look, I told you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
I told you that the guy that was spotted at a Dodgers game in 2016 that people thought looked like one of the top 15 most wanted fugitives wasn't the guy. Now the Marshal Service has confirmed it's not the guy.
Yeah, because you know where he is, and you know that he wasn't at that Dodgers game. Yeah, no, you called it. You called it. Good for you. I don't think he's the guy. That was yesterday.
You don't think it's the guy?
No, it's not the guy.
Nobody thinks it's the guy now.
He's not the guy.
He's been on the run since the 90s.
So why is he at a Dodgers game?
Because he wasn't at a Dodger game. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Some dummy saw a guy sitting behind home plate at a Dodgers game and said, boy, that sure looks like top 15 fugitive John Ruffo, who's been on the run since the 90s. I'm going to make a big deal out of it. And, you know, the marshals, if they get a tip like that, they have to look into it. So they did, and, they dismissed it. And the guy is not that dumb that after being in hiding all that time, he's going to go to a televised Dodgers game.
But he, this guy knows a guy who might be the guy.
I saw a guy that looked like he might know a guy who knows this guy.
That could be.
I'm going to call it in after the show.
Okay, a man has been charged with killing a postal worker. They knew each other. And the guy who's charged with killing this 58-year-old postal worker says he believed the man who was his neighbor, a former neighbor, was trying to poison him and his family with cyanide.
Oh, no issues there, are there?
That's all the details.
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
This guy's trying to poison me, or this neighbor, and me and my family, so I think I'm going to kill him.
I just need more information. Like, why did he think that? And he was a former neighbor.
The psychiatrist who will analyze him to see if he's fit to stand trial will probably ask him about that.
Okay, great.
Okay, remember they wanted to detonate those illegal fireworks that they found, and they messed it up, and there was a big explosion, and a lot of people were sent out of their homes. It's already cost $1.2 million, and most of the claims aren't even resolved yet.
Yeah, this is going to cost a few dollars to the city. They're setting aside some bucks. That, of course, they don't have. One of the things the state of California, as well as particularly the city of Los Angeles, is the city sets aside money to settle lawsuits. And it's a budget. And that budget has not come close to what the city actually spends for at least a decade. They blow past that budget sometimes by January 3rd. It's a lot of money.
Let's talk about Carvana. I think I'm saying that correctly. I never heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I've never heard of them. Yeah, it's like CarMax?
Carvana is...
Oh, Carvana. Okay.
Yeah. We're Carvana. Yeah, it's in internet. You buy your car and then they deliver it on, with these, the trucks.
Well, here's the issue. Some people in Florida, Tampa Bay area to be specific, they said Carvana sold them vehicles, then did not turn over the title so they can register the cars in their own name. So now Carvana is offering to buy back some of those cars instead of giving them the titles.
That sure begs the question, doesn't it?
Like, what is going on?
Yeah, in terms of how they got their cars, because if they can't turn over title, and that's not just once. I mean, there are tons of people saying, where's my title? Where's my title? We'll buy back the cars. That's a little bit pricier than, we found the title documents that were hidden in some file or whatever. I don't think this is, and I don't know if it's a publicly traded company or not, but if it is, today you're going to see quite a sell-off.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not your imagination. You are being eaten alive by mosquitoes here in Southern California. There's an invasive species that is very aggressive at biting you.
Oh.
And vector control officials set up some traps around L.A. County, and they've trapped quite a few of these guys, the Aedes mosquitoes. The most concentrated area, Sunland and Sun Valley, which isn't that terribly far from a little place called Burbank, California, where we walk around.
My daughter, Barbara, is insanely allergic to mosquito bites.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, when she gets a mosquito bite, it swells up the size of an egg. And it is, I'm not going to share this story with her. And of course, the way they deal with it, they release sterile male mosquitoes into the population. So ostensibly, the mosquitoes mate with other female mosquitoes, and not bothering to remove the condoms without permission.
Oh no,
they're not stealthy. Got you.
That should do it. But these mosquitoes, not only are they more aggressive in biting, they don't do any more damage than other mosquitoes, just they're a lot more aggressive.
What does that mean, though? How do we know they're more aggressive in biting? I'm just curious. Like, are we observing them bite? Are they biting a little harder? Do we know?
They fill out surveys.
No, you know, mosquitoes look not just for humans, but these mosquitoes
are particularly
have preferential for the scent or whatever it is for humans.
And they reproduce like crazy, far more than other mosquitoes do.
Hundreds of eggs. They can lay hundreds of eggs in a little bit of standing water the size of a bottle cap.
Oh yeah, God. That is what makes it really difficult to eradicate them. Because of mosquito vector control. Incidentally, for those people that don't have any idea that through our property taxes, look at your property tax bill, and you will see mosquito abatement districts.
Mm-hmm.
You pay for this, spraying for the mosquitoes. And it is, it's not fun. And we're pretty good in terms of mosquitoes, the number of mosquitoes. Go down in the South.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And or go to the Amazon. I mean, you're not going to go to the Amazon anytime soon just to see if there are mosquitoes or not. But we're relative to other places in the world, we're in pretty good shape. Antarctica, not so many. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back. And here we are, everybody. Bill Handel, Morning Crew. On a Friday, October 8th, as we finish Handle on the News, Layla Muhammad in for Jennifer, Wayne, and me.
Well, Yellowstone National Park has a warning. Keep your pets under control when you come to the park because of the scalding hot water from the famous hot springs. This is because a woman was seriously burned. She went into a spring that had temperatures around 200 degrees Fahrenheit. She was chasing her pet dog who had jumped out of the car.
And went into the, went into the spring, and the dog unfortunately was named Cookie.
Yeah.
And because it was, it got burned pretty badly. And this woman.
She got burned pretty badly.
Pretty badly.
Mm-hmm. She did too.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. Hot springs. Let's go chasing after dogs. At some point you go, okay, I'll cut my losses right here. Bye, Cookie.
Well, the dog did die too, sadly. Well, she didn't. The woman did not, but the dog died. The woman had burns to her feet and shoulders, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, a woman from Illinois, this also has to do with Yellowstone, by the way, got some jail time for violating the following law. Willfully remaining within 100 yards of wildlife.
Yeah.
They were in the park. This mama bear and three cubs come up to them, to the people. The bears started this. They came up to the people. Everybody else went, oh, let's back away and get out of here. This woman was like, oh, this is cool. I'm taking pictures. And then the mama bear charged her.
Well, yeah.
And she was able to get away, but.
Who is crazy enough to hang with a mama bear and her cubs? What, are you out of your mind?
Samantha Daring of Carroll Stream, Illinois,
that's
is the winner
crazy.
Of that prize.
Yeah, good for you. You're lucky you didn't get any. Oh, here is and
4
here,
days in jail.
And here is a story that actually does tug at your heartstrings.
Yeah, we're talking about this gorilla, mountain gorilla named Ndakase. Ndakase?
Ndakase, I think.
I'm sorry. Either way, she died. She was 14, but she became famous because this picture went viral of her back in 2019, where she was standing relaxed on 2 feet, her belly out next to another gorilla and the park ranger, and looking very human-like.
Yeah, with a selfie. And there's a gorilla right next to the park ranger, and these are mountain gorillas.
Mm-hmm.
Uganda and Rwanda, and you go into the national forest up there and play with a gorilla. Well, you don't play with the gorillas, but you get right next to them. They're habituated, which means they're used to people. They're still wild gorillas. And you go up there, and they're extraordinary. They'll come right up to you, these gorillas.
I mean, this picture, they are definitely posing. They've done selfies many times.
And 14 years old is pretty young for a gorilla. Usually their lifespan is, 35, 40 years.
Yeah, she had an illness.
Yeah, and this guy, her keeper, her best friend, her mother, effectively, her mother and father, raised her from an infant. They found her holding on to her mom, who had been killed by, I think it was army guys, during the Civil War in that era. It's heartbreaking, but it's a great picture. And if you ever have a chance to see a mountain gorilla, they are amazing. They're very gentle, by the way. You think of gorillas as these monstrous animals with tempers. They're actually very, very gentle. The only time they get upset is when you go charging or grab one of their kids. Although I've had friends who have gone, the little gorilla, and they're very, very curious, the little toddler gorillas, As people go there, the gorilla will climb on top of the tourist, the little one. And the mom gorilla, and the mom gorilla just lets that happen because and you stand still. Oh, do you stand still? So you're not a threat. But it's really interesting. All these rules dealing with gorillas, they're just great. For example, if you're looking at a gorilla and they look at you, right, and you're up close, you're 5 feet away, you're 10 feet away, you look down.
Oh, don't look them in the eye.
Never
like a challenge?
Look at them in the eyes.
Yeah, you're challenging them at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. But they're interesting creatures, to say the least. It's a heartbreaker.
All right. Oh, we can end on a very nice story. Police pulled over a guy who was speeding, and it was a 79-year-old guy, and he said, "Everything's going wrong today. My son is mentally ill. My wife is having health problems. I bought this TV. I don't know how to hook it up. I wanted to buy it for my wife." So the cop said, "Two things, sir. One, I'll let you off with a warning on the speeding. Number two, we're coming over to your house later. We're going to set up your TV for you." And this officer and two other officers came over there, set it up, showed him how to, you know, use the remote and all of it.
And they put that on video.
Well, of course they did.
And the cops, I mean, they're now doing as much positive PR as possible. Hey, we have time for the last story. We're going to go through their entire pile today.
Oh, wonderful. So new quarters coming out with new faces.
Yep.
Next year's coins will depict Maya Angelou, Sally Ride,
Women.
Woma Mankiller. Yep. Women. Yes. Five new designs.
Yep.
And they're going to be released each year between next year and 2025.
Yeah. And these are women who just have been extraordinary. Maya Angelou, Woma Mankiller, Cherokee first principal woman chief. By the way, she got her name Woma Mankiller during her divorce. And it was a pretty contentious divorce. Okay, we're done. Coming up.
You had to ruin it at the end.
I didn't know what to say after that.
Fair enough. Coming up.
Yeah.
The COVID vaccine mandates and the California lawmakers, after what happened with LA County and LA City, are looking at a crackdown and what it really means. But it in many cases, this crackdown means nothing. And I'll explain. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.